In Afghanistan, a top Northern Alliance general says he will wait for several more days before beginning an assault on the city of Kunduz. General Mohammed Daoud says he is still negotiating with the defenders of Kunduz, the Taliban's last stronghold in northern Afghanistan. The defenders of the city include many non-Afghans who want to get out alive. NPR Steve Inskeep is near the front line outside Kunduz. Why are these non-Afghans worried?
The Northern Alliance is saying that it is not going to treat the non-Afghans as prisoners of war in the event that they surrender. According to the Northern Alliance, whose front lines are just a short distance away from here, the non-Afghans who are trapped inside Kunduz are terrorists, and if they capture them, they're going to put them on trial as terrorists under Islamic law, which raises the possibility that that they could be executed. These are several thousand, and the numbers are hard to get with any good precision, but several thousand people who have come to Afghanistan from all over the Islamic world, from Pakistan, from Arabic nations, from Chechnya, from elsewhere, to train in camps here, to fight with the Taliban, to fight for Osama bin Laden. This group of people has been a very strong support for the Taliban, and it's a group that the Northern Alliance wants to get out of the country once and for all.
Who's in charge of defending Kunduz?
You have Taliban forces there, but at least according to the Northern Alliance, you have a couple of distinct groups. You have local Taliban, Afghan natives, who are from the Kunduz area, who have troops, who have militias and soldiers. And then you have these foreigners who are, generally speaking, higher ranking in the Taliban hierarchy and certainly more elite. But you have divisions between the two groups of them, and you have the Northern Alliance attempting to exploit those divisions. Over the last few days, we've seen instances in which the Northern Alliance has persuaded some of these local Taliban commanders to defect, to come over to the other side and bring some of their soldiers with them. But as far as we know, there are no negotiations going on with the actual leaders, the top people in Kunduz, because so many of them are foreigners.
The Northern Alliance seemed to have the Taliban on the run, but they kind of slowed down. Why?
Well, that seems to be the pattern of this war. You do have battles from time to time, and ferocious battles, and Afghans certainly have a great tradition as ferocious fighters. But in this long-running civil war, very often battles and victories are determined by treachery, by betrayal, by defections, by switching sides. Some of the biggest victories of this civil war over the last dozen years have been won that way, and the Northern Alliance is trying to win this victory in exactly that same way. They're giving it a few extra days in order to persuade some of these Taliban, local Taliban troops, to come over to the other side, and they're hoping that finally the foreigners will find themselves in an untenable position where there just aren't enough of them left to defend the city.
How does the United States want this to turn out?
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was fairly specific in some comments that he's made in the last 24 hours. He said as far as the foreign Taliban are concerned, he wants them to be captured or he wants them to be killed. And that is important because obviously these foreign Taliban would like to see another outcome, and they are talking about attempting to negotiate some other outcome if they can. There has been some talk of perhaps letting the foreign Taliban surrender themselves, say, to the United Nations, or giving them free passage to some other country, such as Pakistan or any other country you can name that might be willing to take them. But Defense Secretary Rumsfeld is saying that he is not willing to go along with that. What you have here are very strong supporters of the Al-Qaeda network, strong supporters of Osama bin Laden in some cases, in other cases people that are suspected of terrorism in other parts of the world. And these are not individuals that the United States wants to see going free. And so the U.S. is insisting that it does not want to see any negotiated settlement that would allow them to get away from Kunduz free, although some Afghan officials, I should say, Bob, are at least opening the door to the possibility that the UN could try to step in and prevent some kind of a bloodbath here.
NPR's Steve Inskeep on the front lines outside the northern Afghan city of Kunduz.